This podcast is intended to motivate, educate, support, and inspire you on your journey towards inner peace. We are not medical professionals, and we do not offer any medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek the advice of a licensed medical professional. Hey there, Owitcha Mystic and a Feminist family. Before we get started with this week's episode, I wanted to start with some news that we would like to share with all of you. After careful consideration, we have decided to switch things up a bit, and we will be transitioning from our weekly release schedule to a bi-weekly release schedule. We appreciate your continued support and understanding as we make this transition. Rest assured, we are committed to delivering the best listening experience possible. So stay tuned, and as always, thank you for listening to A Witch, A Mystic, and A Feminist. Now let's begin with this week's episode. Hello, everyone. It's Marlena again, and welcome back to another episode of A Witch, A Mystic, and A Feminist, or as I would like to call it when I do these solo episodes, I'm working on myself and I'm on a healing journey. So you all get to hear all about it and listen to me confess about how I've made mistakes or I continue to make the same mistakes, and now I'm dealing with those lessons or karma. And in this episode, it's all about law of attraction and the challenges faced by self-proclaimed control freaks like myself. So there's this fascinating phenomenon where individuals who love control are drawn to teachings like the law of attraction. They see it as a powerful tool to manipulate reality according to their desires. After all, what control freak wouldn't love the idea of micromanaging every aspect of life? I know, I'm one of those people. I have definitely attempted to manipulate reality and use manifestation and the law of attraction as a way to control my life and the circumstances that I've been dealing with. But here's the catch. Being a control freak and practicing the law of attraction are not a perfect match. The energy of the need to control everything can be, well, a bit fucked up in various ways. It doesn't align with the idea of being a true co-creator with the universe. Being a true co-creator with the universe involves aligning your energy, trusting the process, letting go of resistance, visualizing positive outcomes, practicing mindful manifestation, expressing gratitude, and recognizing the collaborative nature of the relationship between you and the universe. This topic was inspired by a job opportunity I thought I had. I was attempting to manifest a job with my previous company, with my previous boss of 15 years. I thought I had it. I thought I read all of the signs correctly. I was watching a show and my former boss's last name came up, and then the next day he texted me. His name came up again, and then I found out that one of the partners at the firm unexpectedly passed away, so he and I talked. And then a few days later, as I was on my way to the airport, I was talking to my husband about my former boss and the partner who had passed away. And then when we got to the airport, he texted me, telling me to have a great time on vacation, but also asking me, what would it take for you to come back and what would that role look like to me? Keep in mind, this all took place as I was leaving for vacation. And then when I came back, I was also finding out that my firm was being acquired by a much larger firm, and I had no interest in going back to big law. So I told him exactly what I wanted, and then my former boss ghosted me, like completely. So there was a lot for me emotionally to unpack. So now I find myself struggling with the law of attraction, and this all has to do with control issues and the fear of change, which I know we've discussed at length in this podcast. But it's a scenario many of us can relate to. Let's address the elephant in the room, control issues. The inclination to control, or what we commonly refer to as control issues, often originates from deep-seated fear. The fear can manifest in various forms. Fear of things not unfolding as meticulously planned, fear of vulnerability, and ultimately, fear of undesirable outcomes. The need for control becomes a coping mechanism, a way for the mind to assert dominance over uncertainties and mitigate potential risks. In the realm of control, fear operates as a powerful motivator. The mind, in its attempt to shield us from discomfort and perceived threats, adopts a defensive posture. It convinces us that by maintaining control, we can safeguard ourselves from the unpredictable nature of life. This defensive stance, however, can inadvertently restrict growth and hinder the natural flow of experiences. The crux of the matter lies in the realization that true co-creation, as illuminated by the principles of the law of attraction, necessitates a degree of surrender. It involves letting go of the tight grip of every detail and entrusting the unfolding of events to the wisdom of the universe. This letting go is not a relinquishment of responsibility, but rather an acknowledgement that the universe operates beyond the scope of logical comprehension. Our minds, conditioned to seek logical explanations and step-by-step processes, can find the workings of the universe perplexing. The truth about the universe, however, transcends the confines of pure logic. It's a tapestry woven with the threads of energy, vibrations, and interconnectedness. While our minds yearn for explanations that neatly fit into logical frameworks, the universal truth often surpasses the limitations of linear reasoning. This is where our feelings play a pivotal role. Emotions become the compass navigating the intricate terrain of our thoughts. When thoughts align with the universal truth, there is a resonance that evokes positive feelings. On the contrary, thoughts incongruent with this truth elicit discomfort and negative emotions. Therefore, feelings serve as a guidepost, indicating whether we are in harmony with the universal flow or resisting it. In essence, the journey from control issues to co-creation involves acknowledging and understanding the roots of fear, embracing the idea of letting go, and recognizing the guideposts provided by our feelings as we navigate the intricate dance between the mind and the vast, mysterious cosmos. The key lies in trusting the guidance we receive, understanding that our mind doesn't have to figure out every little detail. I cannot believe that I'm about to say this, but sometimes it's okay to not know exactly how our desires will manifest. Trusting the process can lead to experiences that strengthen our faith and dissolve fears. So, to our overthinking control freaks who are afraid of change and crave freedom, remember, managing your vibrations and trusting the universe is a path to true freedom. Embrace the journey, face your fears, and let go of the need to control every aspect. And what did I learn from my situation with my former boss and trying to manifest going back to a place that I felt comfortable? Well, with the help of a mentor, I have realized a number of things. I left because I was no longer the same person, and also because I knew my worth and I wasn't receiving it. What I didn't realize was that he too was no longer the same person. I have always had blind loyalty to him, and I needed something like this for me to see his true colors. Did I misread the signs? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. What I do know is I let go of my fears regarding the merger and this new job. I let go of the fear that I was not qualified, or I was not going to do well, or I had to meet new people, and do I have to put on this mask and not be myself? I let it all go, and now I'm truly thriving in this position. I also realized I have a deep understanding of my own worth, and unfortunately, he couldn't meet me at that level. So that's it for today's episode of A Witch, A Mystic, and A Feminist. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that you are not alone on your journey, and sometimes letting go a little can lead to the most incredible manifestations. Until next time, keep embracing the magic of life.